Join us, my friend. Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Where are we going?
Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound.
Not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Sounds like everyone's having a good time.
Right. Here we go.
We go now, right?
Right now.
All right. Here we go.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Well, Facebook still has not made it official, but it should be any day now, probably today. That I've been suspended, my account's been suspended for at least half a year, all because I had tried to alert you about what is going on with the Epstein files. I posted so much information over the weekend and early Monday morning, and documenting everything with the Facebook files numbers and with the emails and Facebook. I've got to believe Facebook is continuing to be run by the government. And the reason I say that is that Mark Zuckerberg admitted as much, and that's the reason why they shadow banned me and throttled me back when the coronavirus thing started, because I was telling everyone it's a plandemic and Fauci's a liar. And overnight, they reduced my views from thousands to a couple of hundred. And Mark Zuckerberg, under oath, testified and said, yes, it was pressure from the government. That's why we did that. We had these fact checkers. Let's do the air quotes. Fact checkers, which were simply censors, of course. And now this is even worse. The Epstein files, a million times worse than the plandemic. And the plandemic was very bad. But let me tell you, I have seen the emails. And I have seen so many of the documents that have been posted on X Twitter. And that's why I wanted to share them with you on Facebook and on the show, of course. But the way to reach you is through Facebook to see the, you know, the visuals. And Facebook said, no, we can't have that. Our community standards are such that we protect billionaire rapists. And so they shut me down. Facebook, including Facebook Messenger, I have no earthly idea how I can reach any of my people, more than 5,000 followers, more than 5,000 friends, 8,000 followers, everything on Messenger, all of it gone. They say, well, we're going to review our decision, and if we change our mind, we'll let you know in a couple of days. So it may be today or tomorrow when it's official, but I would be stunned. Look, it's anything is possible, but I would be stunned if they would change their minds and say, yes, let's allow everybody on Facebook to see the depravity, the astonishing, I mean, I can't even put into words the degree of depravity that this whole Epstein files thing contains. And we've only seen a fraction of it. They have not released any of the audio files. They have not released any of the video files. There's so much more information there, but even this information is so explosive, it's so disgusting, that Facebook would rather suspend me for half a year, essentially shutting me down, than allow you to see what the federal government has released. This is from the DOJ. This is from our federal government, the Department of Justice. They don't want you to see this. That's how bad it is. The emails, my God, the emails, they don't even try to hide it about what they're doing to these children. I was never a tinfoil hat theory kind of guy, conspiracy guy. Never was. Always thought that Alex Jones was just off the wall, you know, just crazy stuff. Pizzagate, crazy stuff. And, you know, the blood sacrifices, you know, children, this, that, and the other. I thought they were all nuts. I really did. When you read these emails, again, these are official documents from the federal government. It is beyond chilling how open they are about what they are doing to these children. It's beyond chilling. Now I'm thinking to myself, all those tinfoil hat conspiracy people regarding pedophilia and Pizzagate and blood sacrifices and this, that, and the other. My God. Could they actually have been right? I try not to even think about that because the enormity of the monstrous situation is just so overwhelming. It's like, oh, no, it can't be. It can't be. It can't be. And yet there they are. There are all the emails. There are all the references. Really important people. A lot of really, really, really important people. One of them is this guy, excuse me, head of a hotel chain, who is a close relative of the governor of Illinois, a guy named Pritzker. And to the credit of the local TV station there, they said, yeah, we've got to do something. We've got to show something. So here's that report. Believe me, when I say this is the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg, it is. It is. Listen to this, and then I'm going to ask you some important questions about what you heard and what you did not hear. By the way, if you want to join in, again, you can't access me on Facebook. I've been banned. My phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you have any suggestions about how to get around the Facebook ban so I can show all of this and talk with you again, I'd love any suggestions. 740-325-1490. All right, let's play this. This is from a TV station in Illinois about the governor's, I think he's his first cousin or something. It's all the Pritzker family. These people are very sick, by the way. They have either a man who is now identifying as a woman, yet another Pritzker. I mean, all crazy, sick stuff. Hold on.
Five investigates. The chairman of the Chicago-based Hyatt Hotels announces that he is stepping down from this position, citing his connections to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Tom Pritzker did not mention his ties to the deceased sex offender in his official announcement from Hyatt, but in a separate news release, he announced that he wanted to protect the hotel brand and that he exercised terrible judgment in maintaining contact with Epstein. Our investigative reporter, Bennett Haberle, in studio tonight with much more on this story. Bennett.
Yeah, Allison, Tom Pritzker's name does appear in a trove of these released documents from the Epstein files. And the email threads, though, are mostly scheduling related, but do show he maintained contact with Epstein for 10 years after his conviction on solicitation charges from Florida back in 2008. Tom Pritzker, in stepping down from his role as executive chairman of Hyatt Hotels, announced he is distancing himself from the Chicago-based hotel brand, in his own words, to protect it. In a news release, he said, quote, "My job and responsibility is to provide good stewardship," and went on to say that good stewardship also means protecting Hyatt, particularly in the context of my association with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, which I deeply regret. I exercised terrible judgment in maintaining contact with them, and there is no excuse for failing to distance myself sooner. I condemn the actions and the harm caused by Epstein and Maxwell," end quote. The millions of Epstein files released by the Department of Justice in recent months show that Epstein and Tom Pritzker maintained close contact for years, even after Epstein's 2008 conviction in Florida on state charges of solicitation involving someone under the age of 18. And their contact continued all the way up to 2019, when authorities in New York launched a new investigation into sex trafficking charges against Epstein. In one of their earlier exchanges, sent in 2010, Epstein writes to Tom Pritzker, quote, "The girl from Romania that you met at my house is currently living in London. Can we see if there's a starting position in any of the hotels?" Pritzker writes back, "Have her send me a resume. I can have her interviewed. No idea if they're hiring." Epstein writes, "Great." Pritzker replies, "Great refers to her or me." The email thread appears to end there. Epstein died while in jail in 2019 awaiting charges. His death was later ruled a suicide. And Tom Pritzker has not been accused of any criminal wrongdoing. We did reach out to a representative of his to ask a follow-up questions about the timing of this decision and why he didn't distance himself sooner. We are waiting to hear back. We also reached out to his cousin, Governor J.B. Pritzker's office, for comment. Tom Pritzker, by the way, still listed as a member of the University of Chicago Board of Trustees. We have placed a call and an email with the university as well this afternoon.
Well, of course. So help me understand something. All these rich, powerful billionaires who are on Epstein Island Some of them are resigning their positions. A professor at Harvard who was involved with Epstein and I think the mathematics department resigned his position. Prince Andrew, he regrets all the actions, I'm paraphrasing here, that Epstein took. My question is this. What's the problem? What actions? This guy is resigning, so he seems to be saying that the actions that Epstein took were so bad that he's walking away from this incredible gig. Well, what actions were they? Because our federal government, and yes, we are talking about the Trump administration, and I support President Trump with a number of different on a number of different issues, including securing the border, as well as improving our economy, reducing bureaucracy. But no one's even been charged, let alone convicted. Not even been charged. A lot of people want to talk about this. Big Willie 105.5, hello.
Yeah, I was talking with a buddy of mine about this whole Epstein thing, and you said the guy from the Hyatt is going to be resigning.
Yeah.
See, that's the sad thing is all these billionaires that they resigned. I don't care about resigning. How about some criminal charges?
Exactly. Why Trump defends them and protects them is beyond my comprehension. Honestly, it is.
A lot of people in the government, I mean, just look at it. It could have been your daughter,
yes,
their daughter,
yes,
on the island.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but me personally, somebody messes with my daughter, I'm going to put them in the dirt myself. I'll be judge, jury, and executioner.
I hear you. Thank you for your call. One line is open, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. You cannot get me on Facebook because Facebook has suspended me because I was disclosing this information about the Epstein files on Facebook, trying to get everybody on Facebook to see what was happening. And Facebook says, oh, no. This goes against our community standards. Our community standards are we protect billionaire rapists, and so we're going to suspend your account. And so if you want to reach me, you got to do it by phone. This state-of-the-art phone system that we have here, 740-325-1490. No Facebook Messenger, no Facebook of any type. That's what they're trying to do. That's what they are doing to shut me down. And all I was doing was taking screenshots from another social media platform, formerly Twitter. Now it's called X. I call it X Twitter to make people, it's easy to understand that way. And I was just sharing that information saying, look, here's what's going on. You, my dear listeners, everybody here in the Upper Ohio Valley, everybody within the sound of my voice, you need to see this. You need to read this. Here it is. I included two different websites that have systems now in place where you can do searches on your own. You can do a search in the Epstein files. Two of them. Facebook shut me down. All I was trying to do was give you as much information about the level of depravity, the number of illegal acts, the number of children and young adults, mostly women, who have been abused, raped, I suspect killed, but I can't prove it, by so many of these rich and powerful men. And shame on President Trump for not wanting to pursue even one, literally, even one charge against even one billionaire rapist. Shame on the president on this one. Shame on him. A lot of people think Pam Bondi is the problem. She's not bringing... No. Pam Bondi is following orders from her boss, President Trump.